Most of us don't feel the impact the drought is having on Texas beef until we show up here. But the cattle ranchers themselves are feeling it here.
After a while, you just keep going back to your cattle and selling more cattle because the cost of feeding them. I mean, hay has gone from $35, $40 a round bale to probably not as good a quality hay costing $100, $120 a round bale.
Bill Hyman is head of the Independent Cattlemen's Association of Texas. His fellow ranchers sold off cattle in droves last year, sending prices temporarily lower as beef flooded the market. The United States Department of Agriculture says the number of cattle in Texas dropped by 10% in 2011. That's an especially large decline when you consider Texas is the biggest beef producer in the country.
Nationwide, we've got the fewest cows in 50 years. We've got the smallest total cattle inventory in 60 years.
David Anderson is a livestock economist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. He says the state's cattle industry has a long road to recovery.
Because of this drought, it may take years to recover to those kinds of numbers. If the rainfall is there and the pasture and range conditions are there to add more cows, we're going to see an expanding industry because the profit will be back.
That's right. The most severe cattle shortage since 1952 is causing prices to go back up again. Now, many ranchers are facing a tough decision. Do they sell their heifers now and cash in? Or do they play the bigger and potentially riskier bet and breed the heifers? Shale Shagan is an economist with the USDA.
A lot is going to depend on whether grass is available in some areas. In many cases, it's going to depend on the financial situation of an individual producer. If that producer has to rebuild lost capital or something, they may be more willing to sell those cattle earlier. Right now, the intentions tell us that there is a desire, at least in the national aggregate, and it varies from state to state, to hold back heifers and to begin to expand the herd.
But holding on to heifers can be a double-edged sword, especially in Texas, where more than 90% of the state is still in a drought. That's why livestock economists have been urging ranchers not to overstock and instead invest in things like hay storage. But either way, you can expect to pay more at the checkout aisle. The USDA is forecasting that beef prices will rise by as much as 10% this year and next. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.